Howdy, folks. Just 148 years ago today, down in Kentucky, Tom Lincoln looked at his newborn baby and hoped that someday his son's face would be on the $5 bill. Today, we're all just hoping we can get our hands on a $5 bill. I'm Pat Buttram here for a delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment. This birthday anniversary of Abraham Lincoln. Now, there was a man who could be mighty entertaining when he wanted to. You know, today, with all those funny stories he was always telling, well, Mr. Lincoln could get a radio sponsor right off, I think. Of course, I don't think he would care much about being on television, though. It'd be pretty silly anyway for him to be on television, because nobody had any television receiver sets in those days. So. And if there had been television, I don't know, like as not, the television people would have said the Gettysburg Address was too much talk and not enough action, you know. Everybody knows the Gettysburg Address is one of the most beautiful things in the English language. They say Mr. Lincoln composed it on a piece of scratch paper. Well, he couldn't do that today. The television folks would assign four writers to do it for him. And when they got about this far, the writers would be exhausted and would go to lunch for 4 hours. Well, while they're having lunch, let's listen to Paula Richards and the Jack Halloran Quartet singing "I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm."
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but
I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
I can't remember a worse December. Just
watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves.
I need no overcoat.
I'm burning with love.
My heart's on fire. The flame grows higher. So
I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me, love to keep me, love to keep me warm.
Well, that's not especially appropriate for a Lincoln Day song, but it takes up a little time there, anyway. And it's very enjoyable. You know, north or south, east or west, everybody enjoys chewing double mint gum, too. It's chomp full of delicious flavor. And that tasty flavor does you good, just like the healthful chomping on it does. To give you an example here, you don't have to be breath conscious when you chew double mint, because that delicious double mint flavor, it sweetens your breath, you see. You know, I got an idea that Mr. Lincoln might find life kind of confusing if he is alive today. First place, he couldn't split any rails. Some folks today think a rail is something you just put your foot on when you say, "Here's mud in your eye." And there wouldn't be any of that reading by the books by the light of a log fire either. He'd have to sit up and read by an electric light, just like everybody else. And I don't think Mr. Lincoln would be a clerk in a country store today either. Being tall, he'd be better off getting an athletic scholarship as a basketball player, probably. But I'm sure the good Lord knew what he was doing. having Mr. Lincoln born and live when he did. Here's a song Mr. Lincoln would have liked, and four Civil War veterans to sing it. The Jack Halloran Quartet and the Fox.
Fox went out on a chilly night, prayed for the moon for to give him light, for he'd many a mile to go that night, for he reached the town.
Oh, the town, oh, the town, oh, he'd many a mile to go that night, before he reached the town, oh.
He ran till he came to a great big pen, where the ducks and the geese were kept therein. A couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town.
Oh, the town, oh, the town, oh, couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town, oh.
So he grabbed the gray goose by the neck, threw a duck up over his back. He didn't mind their quack, 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 or the legs all dangling down.
Oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind their quack, 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 or the legs all dangling down, oh.
Then old Mother Flipper-Flopper jumped out of bed, ran to the window and stuck out her head, crying, John, John, the goose is gone and the fox is on the town.
Oh, the town, oh, the town, oh, John, John, the goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Oh, John, 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 John.
You lazy old rascal, you grab the 12 gauge, the goose is gone.
So John, he ran to the top of the hill, blew his horn both loud and shrill. Fox, he said,
I better flee with my kill, or they'll soon be on my trail.
Oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. Fox, he said, I better flee with my kill, for they'll soon be on my trail.
So he ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town.
Oh, town, oh, town, oh. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town, oh.
Then the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a fork and knife. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones.
Oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, bones, bones. The little ones chewed on the bones, oh.
Well, pretty foxy there, fellas. You know, speaking of Mr. Lincoln, he didn't have a clock radio to wake him up in the morning with sweet music and all. No, sir, the alarm clock in Lincoln's day was a rooster. Matter of fact, it was the same with me when I was a boy. Not the same rooster, of course. But, now, when I worked in a general store down in Winston County, I had a rooster that crowed me up at 6 a.m. every day. And then I got a new job a different time, and I traded in my 6 a.m. rooster for one that crowed me up at 7 a.m. And after a while, I lost my job. Didn't need to be crowed up anymore. Next day at our house at 7 p.m., we had roast rooster. Very tasty, too. Well, that means it's Buttram bonus time, and as long as the banks are closed today for Lincoln's birthday, it be a good time for me to tell you how to use a joint checking account. Now, this is something I know nothing about, and that makes me a real authority, because the way to enjoy a joint checking account is never to know anything about it. You see, when you know how much money's in there, well, you can't write a check, because then you'd be overdrawn. That's the secret word of a checking account, overdrawn. Most wives have trouble understanding this word. They think as long as they've got checks in their checkbook, that's all they need. I know Mrs. Buttram would never let me have a joint bank account. In fact, she won't let me go spending my money in any joint of any kind. And there'd be no sense in me putting my money in for her to draw out. You see, the way it is, she takes all my money anyway. And she says it'd be silly for her to put it in a joint checking account, because then I could draw it out, and then I'd be right back where I was owning my own money. So it'd be a waste of time. Well, that's one of the beautiful things about marriage, mutual trust. and savings. Like somebody was saying the other day, it's better to go broke entirely than never to have loved at all. Well, I may have more to say about joint checking accounts some other time, but that's all our Buttram bonus time for today. Right now, though, Paula Richards wants to sing Speak to Me of Love.
I want to hear those words that are so dear. I want to hear you say, I love you, by all the little stars above you. Your voice is like a fond caress. It thrills me till I must confess. I long to hear the voice that brings me such thrilling love and happiness. Speak to me of love and say what I'm longing to hear. Repeat them again, I implore you. Speak to me of love and whisper these words to me, dear. I adore.
Maybe some of you little girls that are listening will grow up and be able to sing like Paula. That's another good reason for growing up. Of course, you boys and girls, you don't really need a reason for chewing double mint gum. But even whilst you're chewing away for sheer enjoyment, you're getting some helpful benefits just the same. Now, for instance, the pleasant, steady chewing helps keep your teeth clean. And that's healthful and looks a lot nicer. You have a nicer looking smile with clean teeth. So remember, chew double mint gum after every meal, will you? Well, this is Pat Buttram, and always remember this too. Money isn't everything. For instance, there's credit. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.